Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, rather. This is your program host, Brenda K. Sanders. Welcome to Setting the Record Straight. I hope that you and trust that you had a good holiday weekend, a good Labor Day weekend. I certainly did. I had a good time this weekend, and now I feel kind of winded, to tell you the truth. I feel kind of winded today. But nevertheless, welcome to the program. We're back. It's actually, you know what? I thought it was Monday. I was going to say this is Monday, but it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday. Hello. Okay, I'm waking up here. Welcome to the program. You know, I have, as I always do before the program, and throughout the day, really, when I have time, I am always looking at news articles, you know, or looking at CNN or some other news outlets, MSNBC. Some other outlets just to see what's going on the news. I did see an interesting story today, one which I wish to comment on. And the reason why I wish to comment on the story is because I heard a commentator earlier today commenting on the story on CNN, and it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable because, and it's the Baltimore settlement case, of the Freddie Gray case. What I heard on CNN, I did not like. And the reason is this. When she had the commentator on, and I forgot which segment it was, but when she had a commentator on, they did not reveal it, well, the reason why you could settle a civil lawsuit while you have still a pending criminal charge case against the same people. They did not clarify it for the viewers. They made it sound as though they were making a mistake. They made it sound like it was something wrong with it. They made it sound like it was prejudicial to the trial. That is not so far from the truth, and that is why I picked that story to comment on. The reason why I'm upset about it is because they failed to state the simple truth about why they settled the case or why they had an opportunity to settle the case, okay? So the city of Baltimore has recommended a settlement proposal to the family of Freddie Gray. I believe it is an amount of $6.4 million. And, I mean, they haven't accepted it yet, but that's a pretty good settlement. That's also commensurate with some of the other settlements. They were talking about the Eric Garner case. I believe they received almost $6 million. So, okay, that's a settlement for the case. Now, do they have the right to settle a civil case before a criminal case is concluded? Yes. The reason being is the standard, the burden of proof in a civil lawsuit is so much less than in a criminal lawsuit, criminal charge case. In a criminal case, and there may be those of you that have heard this jargon over and over and over, it's beyond a reasonable doubt. Sometimes that's a hard burden to overcome, especially when you have chopped up trials like you're going to have with the Freddie Gray. I keep saying Freddie Gray. Freddie Gray case, okay? And so with the evidence being so, there's a word for it, blended, if you will, or it's going to be truncated in a lot of ways because you have severed trials. There are apparently antagonistic defenses, which I was looking up for you the other day, and it's when defendants accuse each other, okay, of something. No, you killed them. No, you killed them. No, you killed them. And that's why, you know, I have a problem with the diminishing of criminal charges where all of the defendants were alleged to have acted in concert. And I think that the Attorney General was so wrong for doing that because actually who's guilty of what will be hashed out at the trial. And those charges could very well be reached, those reduced charges, at the trial after the evidence has been deliberated upon and reviewed. But in any event, they made it sound like it was a crime to settle this case before the criminal case came up for trial. It's not. With a civil case, the burden of proof is so much less. It is so, the preponderance of the evidence is the burden of truth. Wow, I'm really spitting out something here. The burden of the preponderance now of the evidence is the burden in the civil case. And, I mean, that burden is so slight. I mean, if you have evidence for the police officers in the amount of 49%, and then the family of Freddie Gray brings in evidence that 51%, even less than that, they win the case. So there is no beyond a reasonable doubt standard. The evidence, apparently, that you're going to hear at the Freddie Gray trial is going to be a showing of culpable conduct. And so they at least know that they have a civil case. Even negligence, which is a civil case, negligence, gross negligence maybe, has that preponderance of the evidence standard. Is it more likely than not? That's the language. And so they have figured out already that they have enough evidence to meet the burden for a civil case, no question. And so they are going forward as responsible public officials and settling that civil claim. They already know the evidence. Now, was that conduct that was negligent, was it too grossly negligent? Did it rise to the level of criminal intent
That's what is going to be the issue at the trial. And so I believe that was a good move to go ahead and settle the case. It's going to, in my mind, calm the people down in the event there's an acquittal at the criminal trial. There's already been much, a lot of protesting there in Baltimore. And I mean, it's a city that is and could be explosive regarding this and many other actions of the police that they may feel has been unfair. And so they've gone ahead and settled the civil case, which has a lesser burden of proof. And that's why I was so upset when I was looking at the news story today on CNN. They made no mention that the civil lawsuit incorporates, there's a lesser standard of proof that has to be presented in order to be found responsible. And see, in a civil suit, is going to be responsible. It's not going to be guilty. It's responsible. And so they did not make it clear on CNN. The story that was presented on CNN was that they were kind of showing favor, that they were acting out of time, out of turn, that procedurally they were moving incorrectly. That is not the case. I never heard the commentator, contributor, attorney say this one thing. Well, in a civil case, the standard of proof is different. It's even less than that of a criminal case. And so probably they understand that the evidence that's going to be presented at the criminal trial is going to already constitute a sufficient burden in a civil case, in a civil lawsuit. And so they have agreed to pay it off. Now, I suspect that, and then let me tell you something. Had they gone ahead and waited until the adjudication of this criminal trial, there would be a lot of testimony on the record, probably from the officers, since they're going to be pointing fingers at each other. They're probably going to take the stand, may take the stand, and point fingers at each other. And so that is other admissible evidence that can be used in a civil trial that could very well raise the damages in the Freddie Gray case beyond that of $6.4 million. If they found it was intentional conduct, they might assess punitive damages, which could be another $6.4 million. And so I believe that it's a smart move. It's certainly permissible under the rules of court. And it is a rule, it is a settlement that I think will influence the city of Baltimore to believe that they are interested in an atmosphere of fairness and interested in an avenue of redress for this family. There's nothing wrong with it. That's all I wanted to hear on CNN, but since I didn't hear it, I never heard it. I mean, I stared down this guy's throat to wait for him to say it. He danced around the core truth of the story over and over. I mean, I really sat there and waited for him to say it. I can't, in the host of the show, the anchor, continued to say over and over, I can't understand this. Why are they doing this? He never said a word close to what I just told you. It is totally permissible. It promotes goodwill, hello, among the people. So why not? Stare down his tonsils to wait for him to say it. And he didn't say it. I saw, oh my goodness, this is a story for setting the record straight today. Setting the record straight. I'm setting it straight. Or record out there. Hello? What did I tell you about this mainstream media? They never want to spout out truth. It just bothers me. But that's the reason. It's totally permissible, and why not? If people are upset, people are grieving. People are hurt. They're in an explosive set of mind in terms of anger. They feel like they're wronged. Why not? Come on. I think that's the first thing that I've seen that they've done right. The trial could very well go down the tubes. Based on what I see, you know, the severed trial, they're probably going to move the venue. Even though that's very hard to do, move venue. It's very rarely done. That's another thing that's very rarely done. But we'll see what the judge does, okay? If you've seen a lot of public trials, you see this venue is another thing. It has to meet a burden. I think that's the Batten rule, the U.S. Supreme Court case. But we'll wait and see what goes on. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not going to second-guess the judge. But at least this is a good settlement. It promotes goodwill, and hopefully it will provide some redress for that family, for their loss. All right, well then, hello, I'm back. It is Tuesday and not Monday. I've been thinking all day it's Monday. It's Tuesday. So what I want to say to you is if you wish to listen to an archive episode of this broadcast, you may go to blogtalkradio.com/settingtherecordstraight2015 if you want to listen to it again. I thank you for tuning in. I'm going to tell you and hope that you have a blessed Tuesday night. And I'll talk to you next time.